Today we celebrate the feast of one of the greatest doctors and fathers of the church, St. John Chrysostom. Now, St. John Chrysostom was originally from Antioch, and he became a priest. And eventually, after the Council of Nicaea, he was selected, not too willingly on his part, but he obeyed, to become the Patriarch of Constantinople. And of course, the word that with which he is known, Chrysostomos, means golden worded, because his sermons, which we can still read to this day, originally pronounced in Greek, and we can now see them in Greek and Latin and other languages, were so magnificent that he was called golden worded. In the meantime, no one who says the truth, who preaches the truth, is going to go unscathed. They will always be persecuted in one way or the other. And so St. John was persecuted. Particularly, of course, he reformed the monasteries in Constantinople. And every so often, these things need to be reformed. People become lax and don't pray as much, don't abstain or do penance as much. And so he put his foot down. In the meantime, he saw the evils of the court, because this was the imperial court. And among them, the Empress Eudoxia. Eudoxia and many others in the court were very, very lax. And they were very superfluous in their use of fine garments and jewels, and especially makeup. And so St. John Chrysostom criticized them from the pulpit and told them that they needed to stop some of this stuff and to try to become better Catholics in that regard. Well, Eudoxia did not take this lightly. How dare he criticize her, the Empress of the Roman Empire? And so Eudoxia had him exiled, and he suffered tremendously. And then eventually died. And when he did, his relics were taken to the Vatican Basilica, where they still lie to this day and are being venerated very much today, especially by traditional Catholics. So today we honor and we give thanks to God for St. John Chrysostomus, the golden worded. And he is the patron saint of preachers, of those who preach the gospel. So pray for me and for all the priests that are trying to preach the gospel, and pray for those who are not even trying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.